Hey there, awesome people. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life one day at a time. Ever feel like anxiety's got you in a headlock? You know that feeling when your mind races faster than a Formula One car on overdrive, and all sense of calm takes a backseat? Yeah, me too. That's why I created the Anti-Anxiety Stoic, to help us all find the inner peace even when life throws us curveballs. Today, we're diving into something super crucial. Building healthy coping mechanisms. Because let's face it, life ain't always a picnic. Think about it, we're constantly bombarded with information, deadlines, social pressures, and the never-ending scroll of doom that is the internet. It's no wonder our brains sometimes scream hold on. But instead of letting anxiety run the show, we can choose to equip ourselves with tools to manage stress effectively. Here are five powerful strategies that have seriously changed my game. 1. Mindfulness magic. Ever heard of mindfulness? It's like hitting the pause button on your crazy thoughts and simply observing them without judgment. Picture this, you're walking in nature, feeling the sun on your skin, hearing the birds chirping. Instead of letting your mind wander to that looming deadline or that awkward conversation you had earlier, you just focus on those sensations, the warmth, the sounds, the breeze. Mindfulness apps can be super helpful for guided meditations, but even a few minutes of focused breathing can make a world of difference. 2. Exercise your way to Zen. I'm not talking about becoming a marathon runner unless that's your thing. But getting your body moving releases endorphins, those feel-good chemicals that act like natural mood boosters. Think brisk walks, dancing like nobody's watching, or even just stretching it out. It's all about finding what gets you moving and makes you feel alive. 3. The power of gratitude. Seriously, this one is a game changer. Instead of focusing on the negatives, and trust me, we all have those days, try shifting your attention to things you're grateful for. It could be anything from a delicious cup of coffee to support a friend or that cozy blanket you love snuggling under. When you practice gratitude regularly, it rewires your brain to focus on the positive, making even tough times feel a little bit brighter. 4. Creative outlets. Unleash your inner artist. Ever notice how creating something, be it painting, writing, playing music, or even building with Lego, can help clear your head and bring a sense of calm? It's because engaging in creative activities allows you to express yourself freely, which can be incredibly therapeutic. Don't worry about being good at it, just let those creative juices flow. 5. The importance of connection. We are social creatures, wired for connection. Spending quality time with loved ones, whether it's a meaningful conversation, a shared meal, or simply a good laugh, can be incredibly grounding and stress-relieving. Don't underestimate the power of human connection. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a brilliant architect who's juggling a demanding project deadline, family obligations, and that ever-present pressure to have it all. Stress levels through the roof. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed, snapping at her loved ones, and struggling to sleep. Sound familiar? But here's where things change. Sarah decides to implement some of these coping strategies. She starts incorporating daily mindful breathing exercises into her morning routine. She finds joy in taking evening walks with her dog, savoring the fresh air and the simple act of being present. She makes a conscious effort to express gratitude for the good things in her life, from her supportive family to the delicious meals she enjoys. And finally, she prioritizes quality time with loved ones, scheduling regular dinners and phone calls to stay connected. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to feel a shift. The constant anxiety begins to loosen its grip. She's more patient, less reactive, and able to handle stress with grace. Sarah discovers that by actively building healthy coping mechanisms, she can not only manage her anxiety, but also thrive in the face of life's challenges. So remember, guys, you have the power to choose how you respond to stress. Don't let anxiety define you. Build your toolkit of coping strategies, and watch as you reclaim your inner peace and resilience. Take a moment right now and think about one small step you can take today to start incorporating these strategies into your life. Maybe it's scheduling a 10-minute walk in nature or practicing 5 minutes of deep breathing before bed. Every little bit counts. Share your thoughts with me on social media, I love hearing from all of you. And remember, we're in this together. Until next time, stay calm, collected, and courageous.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.